AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl faces two serious charges. National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Army's charging Bergdahl with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, and he could face up to life in prison if convicted on the second charge. Bergdahl abandoned his unit in Afghanistan in 2009 and was freed last summer in a controversial prisoner swap after being in Taliban hands for 5 years. His case now goes to an Article 32 hearing, similar to a grand jury, and could then be referred for a court-martial.
Bergdahl has been stationed at Fort Sam Houston in Texas since being released from an Army medical center there. France's top aviation investigator, Remy Zuti, says his team has been able to download the audio from the cockpit voice recorder of the German airliner that crashed in the Alps.
We hope to have a first rough ideas in a matter of days.
Zuti adds it could be months, however, before the investigation is completed. A U.S. government contractor from Northern Virginia and her daughter were among the 150 people killed in that crash. Yvonne Selke worked for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon Satellite Mapping Office. Emily Selke was a 2013 graduate of Drexel University in Philadelphia. One other American was also killed in the crash. President Obama touts the Affordable Care Act on the fifth anniversary of the bill becoming law. He says he would sign a bipartisan bill that would fix problems of Congress having to vote constantly to block cuts in Medicare fees paid to doctors.
I've got my pen ready to sign a good bipartisan bill, which would be really exciting. I love when Congress passes bipartisan bills.
The House is expected to vote tomorrow on such a bill. This is AP Radio News. Stocks closed lower, bringing the markets further below record highs reached earlier this month. The S&P fell 30 points. The Dow lost nearly 300. The NASDAQ slid 118 points. A North Carolina State University fraternity has been disbanded over the discovery of a racially offensive pledge book. School's chancellor has ordered frat members to immediately leave its on-campus house. Hundreds of people marking the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s march from Selma to Montgomery rallied outside the Alabama State Capitol today. The Reverend Bernice King notes that even though a half century has passed, more needs to be done for civil rights.
People of color are still subject to police brutality, with many unarmed who are unnecessarily being killed.
Also addressing the crowd, Peggy Wallace Kennedy, Governor George Wallace's daughter. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.